Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up?
I was about to say, Houston, we got a problem.
Oh, shucks. Let me find out. They even putting a ban on Blog Talk.
Right, exactly.
Oh, man. Yo, what up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. It is Big Red, Brother B in the house. What's good, Red? What's good?
What's good? I'm just sitting here trying to stay alive. Stay alive.
You ain't fighting for no toilet paper, man? What's happening?
Oh, no, I ain't doing none of that. I ain't fighting no toilet papers. I ain't doing that because that don't make no sense. I don't understand where they got coronavirus mixed up with stomach virus.
Yeah, man, this is kind of...
I don't understand.
It's kind of interesting. Yeah, I don't understand either.
Like,
I don't think it was meant for us to understand.
Yeah, like just like when people with a hurricane come, you know, you have hurricanes and stuff that you go buy all the bread, milk, and eggs. It's like, okay, you buy all the bread, milk, and eggs. What you gonna do with that? All of that.
Listen, people going in on everything right now, which basically is the premise of the show tonight. You know, love thy neighbor, LOL. Once again, let me restart. It is The Menu, y'all. The Menu, Blog Talk Radio, Big Red Brother B, you in the house. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Now, love thy neighbor. So my thing is, with all of this going on, are we supposed to be doing better as a species, or shouldn't we be doing better as a species?
That's why you put the LOL at the end, right?
Yeah.
Because, exactly.
I find it interesting. I mean, what's your take on it, Rick?
No, we're not going to do better, because this has been showing you right now that, you know, this is I'm not going to say that it's mild, but this is mild compared to if it was, you know, I'll say, God forbid, maybe a nuclear thing that went on, or you know, or you know, a natural, and I'm not just talking about like a hurricane or like a natural disaster, like I'll say earthquake or something like that. This is going to show you that, you know, it's just that people are not, I'm not saying that there are not any people out there that are going to help one another, but it's just going to show you that, that it's just that humanity is lost now. And nobody wants to read, nobody wants to do research, nobody wants to read or do research or anything of that nature, or, you know, just try to help people in general.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Disgusting. Just the things that just happened.
Exactly, because you know what? You know, we kind of spoke about the same thing. You know, Hot Rod brought it up on his show, Absolute Truth,
mm-hmm.
Monday nights, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
It's interesting how people, like you said, don't read. So the coronavirus.
Right.
It's a virus, which basically is like summer virus that needs to run its course. It's not
right.
a terminal disease. I mean, it's not a terminal situation. I mean, yes, if you have a compromised immune system, or if you're a certain age where your body works very hard to fight off certain things, or have to work harder, you know, of course you should take precautions. But the whole thing is this. All it takes is one person to put something on the internet, especially Facebook, and then people go
yeah.
batshit crazy. So you're trying to tell me
yeah.
the CDC, which no one is paying attention to, didn't say anything about like explosive or nuclear diarrhea, yet people are running out fighting over toilet paper. And I think Hot Rod was one of those people. Right, Hot Rod? You was fighting over toilet paper?
No comment. No pot comment. While wiping my ass right now, I have no comment at all, you know. Oh, my ass feels nice and smooth right now. That's for sure. It's extra soft.
You got
Listen,
that Charmin in the house?
Oh, Charmin, please. I'm the king of kings. That's low class. I'm Scott. I use Scott all the way, baby.
Okay.
Charmin's for the lower class people, not me.
Right.
You so silly.
Okay.
But my question is, if you're hoarding, Big Red is hoarding, I got a hoard too at the same time. But like you guys are going to say, it's a mindset type of thing. If I see
mm-hmm.
everybody's grabbing stuff at the same time, you know what? Everybody's out for their own. The hell with the love by neighbor. I got to do me.
Right,
who
exactly.
I got to feed my kids my 5 boxes of Oreo cookies, but they really don't need it, but I got to get it for them.
Well, I mean, check it out.
Right.
Because, you know, to a degree, I can understand why people may be going out stocking up on certain things because the kids are home. So when your kids are home, you're more likely to eat up everything.
Oh,
right. But the way these stores is empty, like the way the shelves is empty, is ridiculous.
For no reason. And but I think
Absolutely.
What bothers us the way they're fighting over this. Why people are fighting over this? Like it's Black Friday, 24 hours now. It's like we want
well,
to fight for TV to fight over toilet paper.
They got stored over 24 hours.
No, it's just like I think he was saying, like it's just like every day, because now some stores like Target are closing early.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Walmart is closing early because you people don't know how to act.
Well, Big Red, like I told Brother B last night,
we bring
night,
about our own demise.
The problem with this epidemic is brainwashing people. If they see
mm-hmm.
how we act right now with a mild, I mean, it's bad, but a mild case, like you said. If we're
mm-hmm.
going crazy right now, what happens if the world really comes to an end? A major epidemic going on. If they see these fools spending money like this, like, wait a minute, we're making money, a lot of money from this. Next year, let's give them something else to be scared of. Let's hit the panic button again, you know.
Mm.
Next year, let's buy gallons of milk like crazy for no reason, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And just like you guys, And just like you guys, where this toilet paper thing came from? I'm still curious about that.
Me too. You know? I don't understand. I don't understand what it is about the toilet paper that people are buying it
because
and
somebody put it on
out
internet.
The whole.
Because
yeah.
somebody put it on
that's
internet
the
that, saying instead of listening to the CDC, somebody put it up on like a Facebook or Instagram that it's one of the symptoms is diarrhea, like some type of crazy diarrhea or something. So now everybody's like, oh my God, like I don't want to be walking around with the shitty drawers, so I got to buy mad toilet paper. But I mean, but listen,
okay, but what about your bad breath? What about your bad breath? What about the odor?
Yeah,
you
right.
Know,
ain't talking about
the essentials that we all need.
Nah, that's not important. Listen, I was talking with someone the other day, and I was like, you can hand sanitize all you want. But when you come home and wash your hands, you wash your face? See, a lot of people
right.
did. I mean, how many people really wash their face when they get home? As soon as they get in the house,
mm-hmm.
you wash
true.
Your hands and you wash
that's
your
true.
Face because your face takes up a lot of dirt during the course of the day.
That's true.
People
exactly.
talk shit and a lot
absolutely.
Of that shit flies in your yeah. face. So how many people? So you're just busy just washing your hands but not washing your face?
Right.
Well,
exactly.
Like,
I don't understand. Like I said,
very
people are overreacting. I'm not saying that once again, it's not said, but you're overreacting. Like, come on, like, are you kidding me? Like all of a sudden, shutting down the school, like, come on, like, why would you say, okay, once again, I understand it's like to contain it just so nobody, it doesn't spread anymore. Okay, I get all of that. But then it's just just some of the people, just like you said, the way some of these people thinking, they're sitting on the internet all day long, all you're doing is listening to all this propaganda and nonsense and all this. So it's like, come on now.
Like,
okay,
but,
and then you got those, like price gouging stuff, making a $15, a $8 can of Lysol, $15, $20. Are you kidding me? Nobody was paying $15 on damn Lysol.
Hey, Big Red, today I bought the rubbing alcohol for $4 a bottle. I told the Chinese man, you lucky this is for my job and I'm not paying for it. Other than that, I will curse for and call 311 on you. But my job needs this? I'm buying it. You lucky. And
it's
he just
ridiculous.
Looked at me like,
yo,
I know.
Well, let me ask y'all both a question. And Hot Rod, you set it off. So, what do you, now, me personally, you can try to tell people to stay home and do all of this, or you want to close the schools, close businesses, but do you think 2 weeks is enough? Like, you really think two weeks, like the problem's going to be solved in 2 weeks?
Not at all. It's like if I lock myself inside my room for 14 weeks, the next day I go outside, I could get sick again. Oh, I could get
exactly.
sick.
Exactly.
It doesn't make a difference because I know people that lock themselves for 14 days. And guess what? And what, like I said on the show last night, the scarier part about this virus is we all could be walking around carrying it and not knowing it because it doesn't show the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to, you don't need to have a fever anymore. I'm coughing mm-hmm. right now because I'm congested. So, of course, everybody's running from me like, oh, God, he got it. I don't think I have it. But guess what? At the same time, I don't know if I have it. And if you go for testing, where can you go for testing? Then you won't wait 10 days for, you know.
Well, yo, I got one for you, Hot Rod. So just like what
you said. I told
you,
I got
like what you
did started. I didn't even know yet.
But yo, I got one for you, Hot Rod. Now,
yes.
You see how they say what you just said? You're congested. Now, you see how they talk mm-hmm. about if you got the cough or, you know, you start feeling short of breath. Okay.
Yes.
I got asthma. So
me
that can
too.
Happen. Like, if me being
me
short
too.
Of breath, that can happen any goddamn time. So what's your allergy? It's allergy season
like,
for some. So
yes,
you're going to start to coughing and the runny eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you saying?
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
you got to say, you know how many people probably have it?
But I think that's
see, a lot of people probably
into a panic as well. I think that's what's sending people into a panic as well because now it's just like you said to a point, oh, you don't have symptoms. Oh, you got, you know, it's like now, just like you say, you get a little cold, now you're getting scared. Now you got to, damn, I got to go to the doctor, go to the emergency room. I don't know what's wrong. You know, you don't know. So I think that's
but
where
but now
the
you
reason
see,
why that
cough.
Might be sending people.
I'm scared to cough on the bus to get my mucus out because I know I'm going to get dirty or I might get shot at. No, this mother
got
it.
Now, didn't that happen somewhere? Didn't that happen somewhere?
Probably
somebody
so.
Got
I think somebody, it was some type of dispute. I think either coughing or they were arguing over groceries or something. But come on.
Oh,
this is out of control.
You talking about Costco?
So now
somebody got stabbed
over the water?
Yes, yes, somebody got stabbed.
No,
somebody got stabbed, and I think somebody got
stabbed. Someone got stabbed at Costco.
It wasn't in New York.
I think there was.
It was in New York.
No, there was fighting over water or something like that, over market. But it's just mind-boggling how many people are fighting over these groceries. It's like, really?
Well, thy neighbor. What's even more interesting to the both of you, what's even more interesting is the fact that gun sales and ammo
not
are
really
going up.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
So
watch from the TV.
This is making America great again.
But,
this is the
okay,
part of it.
Brother B, in Italy, China, and other countries, I don't know the news, but do you think they're going through the same type of chaos and panic that we are going through right now?
No.
Or it seems like it could be a little
not.
Bit more civilized?
No, they're not. They're being civilized.
And
our
case is
they're not going through that.
And but that's the thing.
You
our
know
case
why?
Is mild. We have not reached the breaking point yet.
Yeah, not yet, but
China.
Just imagine mandatory testing. See, the whole thing is this. I look at it as this. America's a corporation. We're the workers, and then you have the bosses. If all the workers get sick, who's going to run the business?
Well, damn. Get domestic is over.
You know what I'm saying? Who's going to run the business? Just like they're talking about, so you're canceling alternate street parking. They're canceling the meters. Like, all of this stuff that's happening, you know we're going to have to pay for this, right? Later on down the road,
oh, yeah.
When
oh,
everything
yeah.
starts to,
yeah.
we're going to be paying
for it. Of course.
For this.
So they have to make the money back somehow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're
going to
make it back off of us.
Yeah.
But the problem is with that, a lot people don't realize, yes, there's an epidemic going on, but a lot of people are losing jobs faster than the virus is spreading because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a bigger problem than the virus.
This can be a reason to have people make some excuse to cut or lay off people. Which is bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're going to use this as a reason. If you got to stay home for 2 weeks, then we don't need you.
Right. But what do
you
think
about what?
Trump supposed to be cutting everybody a check. What do you think about that?
Oh, please.
You think that's a thing about the election? What do you think that's about?
What you think about K-Dog?
Oh, don't get him started.
Come on, K-Dog. What you think about that?
Hello, hello.
Where the hell is Kato?
Get your ass playing around, Kato.
I'm here. No, Kato was too busy counting his check from Donald Trump. Like, hold on, let me count his money first from Trump first. Then I get back to you.
No. Will you know where I'm at? Hey, you can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Well, you in a self-contained shelter? You're in a safe place?
We hope so.
Okay, not because
you
hear me.
It's a safe place.
Yeah.
You're in a safe place.
All right. Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's up, everybody?
What up?
Everybody's going crazy, man. Hot Rod, Big Red.
Well,
Hot Rod
being crazy. But what you think about
the world is
checked in?
Yeah, that's true.
No, please.
What
the
you think about
man,
the Trump check?
The Trump check, what do I think about it? What can I think
Trump
about
check.
It? The Trump
mm-hmm.
check.
But wait, what are you going to do, Red?
That's what they're going to call it,
the Trump check. But wait, what are you going to do, Red? He's going to cut a check for everybody? What do you mean?
$1,000
Yeah, it's supposed to be supposedly $1,000. But you know it's going to be a whole bunch of BS that you're going
mm-hmm.
to get that guy.
Remember, Bush did it years ago when he sent everybody, $500, I believe, a check?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or $1,000? But did it
and
work?
And
it
hit
though?
You back in the taxes.
No,
it
exactly.
did. But you know what it is? Let me tell you. With this virus out here, small businesses are already suffering, especially, like I mentioned last night, restaurants, bars, even the big businesses like right here in New York City, shows are being canceled. Like, Broadway shows, concerts, sporting events.
Times Square is
ghost town. Times Square is like a ghost town now. You should see that.
Times Square is a mess.
Maybe I'll start going down there because I can't stand on them people. Maybe I'll go down there.
Now is the perfect time. You know what it is? People are going crazy over the virus. Yes, it is serious. The virus, you have to take it seriously. And like I mentioned last night on the Absolute Truth Show, one of the things that the Brooklyn Borough President did that was very smart, he gave a speech where he didn't scare people. He just told people the proper precautions to take to prevent from getting sick. Like he talked about fruits and vegetables, take your vitamins, be very careful, use good hygiene, like wash your hands. You know, he wasn't scaring. Stay healthy.
But that's leadership. You're hyping people up.
Oh, don't go outside. This and this and this. People are really taking it seriously. People are scared. You go into the markets, you can't even find toilet paper. You can't even find food because people are getting into fist fights over toilet paper. I saw a video of a woman getting jumped by two women. One woman was getting jumped by two other women for some toilet paper. That's just insane.
It's Big Red.
Yeah.
Sunday when I went to Target to go buy some snacks for my job, I saw two ladies, a black woman and Chinese lady, going at it. I guess somebody was pushing somebody for something, but they were throwing bags of chips at each other. They're like, having a food fight over here?
Unbelievable.
It's like,
and then you can see the lines in the store. Like, this don't make no sense.
It's ridiculous.
Like, the lines is ridiculous.
Well,
you would think it's damn Christmas or Thanksgiving or something like that. Like,
humans
are getting on my nerves.
What do you expect from people who believe that the coronavirus is possibly spawned by Corona the Bear? I mean, what do you expect? I mean, anybody that fights over toilet paper.
The stupidity of it.
Yeah, you have to look at them like differently. They're not firing on all cylinders.
Are we that easy to be stupid by anything?
Listen, I got a friend that works in one of these stores, these big stores. She said they were fighting over toilet paper, chicken, and rice.
Yep.
But it's
chicken, and rice.
But has New Yorkers forgot that we've been through? But have New Yorkers forgot that we've been through worse situations than this before, and we bounced back? We've been through 9/11, Ebola, West Nile virus, anthrax, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They didn't even act like this over eight or anything. And I mean, I guess they figure, well, that's sexually transmitted disease, and you making the choice to do that. And I but still,
yeah, true. But there's millions of people with AIDS, and people are still not using condoms. But over here, people are wearing gloves and masks. Even though what they do with a mask, it doesn't cover their nose, or they're wearing the gloves, they're still touching their head and face with it. I'm like, okay, you defeat the purpose of that, you know.
Well, this is true, but they also say that if you're healthy, like if you don't have it, you shouldn't wear a mask. So you have a lot of people out there wearing masks. Like the people who are wearing the mask, you got to wonder about them because they say the people who should wear the mask are the one that have it so they could stop the spread. But it's not like people are really educating themselves on this.
No, not at all. People are not educating themselves on this at all.
And that's why we have this show to educate the people. That's why we have shows like this to educate them. If they choose to listen,
we're
going to
have
this.
Lady T in the house.
Oh, boy.
Drop it.
I just want to know just the major thing that's like irritating me with this whole thing. When will we be able to put away the ignorance and cap that off with some faith or something? Because it's really draining the level of ignorance and the extra nonsense behind it. Like the Yeah, like the tissue paper thing. Help me understand that. I know you think you may have the runs. I don't think anybody that had it thus far said they, you know, had diarrhea or whatever. So I don't know where that came from. But it's all in a panic of fear than leading by faith and listening to what they're saying. They're not giving us that much information. So just prepare yourself no different than you would for a blackout or something of the sort. Because what can you really do?
Right. Exactly.
You're right. We had a
blackout. No, she's right. Everybody here has a better chance of watching Lady T in a Popeye's restaurant eating a chicken sandwich.
Hell to the no, I don't know about
then,
that.
Then you know what? And that's what I'm saying. We'd have a better chance of seeing that than actually wondering why these people are doing what they're doing. So, like you said, we might as well get that. Because it's not going to happen. There's no logical reason to be fighting over toilet paper. There's no logical reason for people to go out there and hoarding. It's just what they do. Just like these people, like we said earlier, people are going out and buying guns and gun sales of ammo. What are you preparing for? Well, for looting.
The Walking Dead.
So when something
well, they're preparing for people looting and things like that. That's people that actually...
Exactly.
Are gun owners that are going out there for that. I can understand that, but come on. It's not that serious right now. I'm sorry.
Right. I don't think it's going to get to that point where people are going to be out there looting and all that other stuff. Like I said, you have more chance of that happening. Like, you know, maybe if a blackout happens, or once again, like I said, if it's a natural disaster, like something really bad or even a nuclear thing or whatever, you had that. Now, that's a different story, but then again, like I said, okay, if you're going to be killing people and that's going to make it worse, and then, like I said, like, you don't know how, like, you're going to just make things worse doing that. Now, you got to protect yourself, you got to protect yourself. I get all of that. But you're stocking up on ammo for what? And you know who it is that's more stocking up on the ammo, because they know, you know, they think they, like I said, people watch too many movies.
It's Europeans.
Watching movies on the show.
Yes.
Of course.
So, are you trying to say the white man?
And you know what else?
White man?
But I'm going to add something. Yeah. But I'm going to, mind if I add something to this, along with people's ignorance? There's been a lot of, like, acts of hate. And trust me, it's been ugly because I've seen videos of people cursing out Asians on the train. Spraying Lysol, or just recently there was in Times Square, I believe, there was a guy who was cursing out an Asian couple, saying, "Oh, y'all brought this here. Y'all, I mean, really? Is this the time that you need to be doing this? Is it really that time?
What time is better? What time is better, K-Dog? You know, listen, hate takes any opportunity to reveal itself.
Mm-hmm.
Any opportunity,
of course.
So they will use anything.
But like,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Like Lady T and I talked about earlier today, our government had a chance to work on this months ago. But
since November,
in November, they didn't take this seriously. And now, even a couple of weeks ago, he called it a Democrat hoax or whatever. Now, like, oh gosh, it's affecting the stock market. It's affecting our money. We need to take action now. I'm like, really, guys? Now you want to take action?
Making America great again.
Look, it just shows poor leadership on his behalf because, first off, as a leader, you're supposed to educate the people and let the people know what's going on, and he hasn't done that. I mean, you're gonna.
I'm
go
thinking
on TV
about
and give
first
some
of all as voters, why didn't you vote in somebody who was an actual politician versus a businessman? So now that you're getting America being ran as a business, why are you mad? You voted him in. You guys can't be mad.
Exactly.
Whoever voted for him, don't be mad.
People didn't want to vote. People didn't care to vote, and now they're paying the consequences for their actions
because they got tired of looking at people like Barack Obama making it all smooth and easy, and he's that politician. They didn't want they was like, no, we don't want no slickster. So you know what? We're gonna take this guy who's not a politician, and he's saying, I'm gonna undo everything that the Negro did, and I'm gonna make America great again. And they took that as a call sign and say, yeah, we're gonna put these Negroes in jail, back in chains. And we're going to send the Mexicans back over here, and we're going to send everybody where they need to be, and we're going to have our country back where we can root and toot and shoot them up, bang, bang, and do everything that we've been doing.
It's very right now, heartbreaking because, right, like, yeah, we're dying. China's recovering.
Right,
India's
now
recovering because they took action for their country quick, fast, and handle what they
yes,
need
they
to
did
handle. So they'll be in recovery.
Yep, exactly.
Let me tell you something.
I was just telling my son and his friends about, I said, do you realize there's different types of warfare? Like, there's different types of
mm-hmm.
this is germ warfare. I
but
said,
it's
do
also
you realize
psychological.
Is, right. I said, they could do warfare in any type. By the way, they don't have to always be a nuclear thing and bombs and all that. They don't have to always do that. I said, they could have put something in the water. They could have did anything.
So, mm-hmm. Big Ray, you're saying that this German warfare started from China? You think China did to us?
Yeah,
oh, that's a major
conspiracy
right now.
It's a possibility because maybe him and Jim wasn't there in the Orange and Jim, wasn't they Kim Jong? They had beef a couple of months ago.
No. People brought that up to me. No, people brought that up to me. Like, they're like, Rodney, think about this. We started a trade war with China. Technically speaking, this
mm-hmm.
coronavirus started from China. It spread around
mm-hmm.
the world, and it's now to us.
Mm-hmm.
Now it came to us. They're China losing
yep.
money. You know, America's losing money. So what goes around
yep.
comes around. Don't be surprised.
Yep. So I had to put that, you know, put that in their heads. Like, yo, there's different types of warfare. It don't have to always be like a, you know, like I said, don't have to always be, you know, big. It could be something like this. This way, it can mess us up, and you mess us up economically and physically and everything else.
Well, economically, this is screwing. Like you said, like was said earlier, a lot of the smaller businesses are suffering. Then you're going to have big businesses are suffering. Then you're going to have a lot of people that are probably going to be laid off behind this because some businesses
mm-hmm.
won't be able to sustain their staff.
They're already.
It's sad because then you can look at the psychological part. Look at Hot Rod.
Mm-hmm.
He's already been through enough, but now he has to spend 2 weeks home with the kid.
Oh God, I don't know what I'm talking about. God damn it!
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
By the end of by the end of this 2 weeks, he may be like Michael Douglas in that movie Falling Down, or he might spiral into the Joker. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Hey,
as a matter
kids,
of fact,
come here. Are you kids ready for bedtime? Are
no.
you ready for bedtime? Okay. You look
exactly.
up on the phone right now. I'll beat you later.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, but you know what's funny? You know what it is? At work today, some of the guys were complaining, saying like this, you know, now that our kids are home, we got to take off of work. And we were comparing all the businesses around the area that's shut down because walking up and down Fifth Avenue and being that it's a big tourist spot, Rockefeller Center is like a ghost town. All over Fifth Avenue
yeah.
from 47th to 50th, it's a ghost town. All the stores are closed, and there's barely anybody walking out on the streets.
Okay, but Kato, what happened if the mayor decided to take the next step and basically shut down the city for like 40
man.
Hours?
The city that never
the
sleeps.
The city
that
never
going
sleeps.
To have
exactly.
to take a nap.
Mm-hmm. What do you think
that,
is going to happen?
That
it's going to cause trips. It's going to cause problems.
People going to get locked.
Definitely.
Things
well,
are going to get happened.
Like
people
this,
are going to get
that
fined.
Never happened before. It happened before. I mean. Okay.
What,
yeah, but it was a
different number. The only time I remember maybe
that
happened
was
after at 9/11.
Yeah.
9/11, I remember.
Yeah. Well, 9/11,
yeah.
the streets were only reserved
for
essential personnel. But yeah, that was a terrorist attack. This is an attack from another end.
Right.
I mean, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying on that note. But we're kind of. The reverse psychology of it, we're not going to tell you what to do. We're going to scare you into doing what we want you to do.
Right.
So stay your ass
mm-hmm.
home.
And we
won't have to lock you or your kids up after 8 p.m. for being out. You won't have to fine your business for being open at 8:30 and when you know it's a shutdown at 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? You better run out
mm-hmm.
and get your groceries and do all this shopping,
mm-hmm.
you know, and everything by a certain time. See, once again, it's like we're just everybody's just being forced into a situation under the guidelines or the guise of, oh, it's for your own protection, it's for your own safety, and we fall for it every time. And I'm
for 48 hours they want to shut down the city, and the next 48 hours when they reopen it, what's going to happen? You get what I'm saying? It's like, are we really inventing this coronavirus? I'm not understanding it. I understand that they want to do some sort of safety, and they're going to be cleaning the city, or what the hell are they going to do?
Right.
They don't have a definite plan. That's the bottom line.
48 hours is just no movement. 48 hours is just no movement.
Okay, and what are they going to do?
Man.
Just stay silent? What are they going to hope Corona say, you know what, we're going to leave out of here. There's no more human beings walking around. What
right.
do they expect?
Exactly.
What are you going to do? I don't know.
I
like
you,
they're
it's like
to
no
Florida,
sense.
That's all.
I don't know.
You're right.
All right. Well, Lady T, do you have a solution to this problem?
No, I do not. And if I did, I'm not saying it on this phone, but I'm to come capture you. No.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm not saying it on this phone.
Call the alien.
Not for free.
Call the alien.
I got a solution.
Right.
Just stop fucking worrying about it. That's not
no,
I'm worried about. Let me. You know, it's like a mind thing. If you keep worrying about it, yeah, you're gonna get it because you're gonna keep worrying about it. Stop not worrying about it.
Listen, I got you. Let's put a rocket ship and a bunch of toilet paper and canned goods on a rocket ship and tell everybody there are free goods right over there. You just got to go through that door. They all look on the rocket ship and boom, just take off. And they just
they
get something.
They will do
maybe
it.
Not all
and
of them.
That's the crazy part. People will do it.
You know what? And they'll do it, too. They put it on sale. NASA said they got a whole plane full of toilet paper and drawers.
Yeah.
And
yeah, they'll go.
Mm-mm.
They'll go because
hey,
I don't know
the moon.
I mean,
the moon must look really good right now.
Because
mm.
I mean, Lady T has a
okay,
point.
What about
like I said, I don't really watch. I don't really watch the news and stuff. Like I get most of that information from y'all or you know Sean Black because he's always staying well versed in stuff. My thing is, 48 hours. What is we like? She said, "What is?" I mean, I didn't really hear anything about that till you just brought it up. Well, 48. What the hell is 48 hours of everything just stopping? What is that going to do? It's going to be police on the streets. But what are you going to do? 48
hours.
What is 2 days going to do? 2 days ain't going to do shit.
I don't know.
Keep people home
that
already have
it.
It's going. All it's going to do is keep people home that already got it.
Right.
I
guess they're trying to do what France is doing, Italy is doing. But guess what? You see how those people are coming together and doing stuff? Because I've seen videos of them, like, trying, you know, that's not going to happen here in New York. So these people in New York don't care about a damn. They don't care about nothing and nobody. Them people
we are losing our minds in New York.
Right, they losing their mind. And you haven't heard nothing in Italy or about some people going crazy, buying toilet paper, taking one of them boat rides and going to the boat ride on the floor. Like, you don't see them doing stuff like that.
No,
they
boat rides.
They
goodness.
Got, you know, little exercise stuff going on. Maybe, you know, they said they're sending like one, like they'll send one person out, I guess, in the family or whatever, out to go get whatever it is. They have a system going on. That shit ain't going to happen here. Because people are stupid. They're not
going to
do... Huh?
Well, listen to this, Big Red. My brother out in California was telling me about what they did in San Francisco. Like, they gave them a curfew. A curfew.
Yeah, I heard they shut down.
Yeah, they shut down.
They shut down.
And he said it's not just in San Francisco they did it. He said in certain counties in California they're doing the same thing. And he says for him, he's like, damn, man, people are really taking... panicking like crazy. He's like, the media is causing a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're the news and
I think it's all the misinformation. You got your president saying one thing. Those doctors that are behind him, who I don't believe anything that comes out their mouth, they work for him. So It's, mm-hmm. they're saying one thing, your governor's saying one thing, your mayor's saying one thing. So it's like all this mixed up information. I'm just strangled with it already.
I don't listen to none of it. It's like whatever.
I have to turn the channel. After 10 minutes, I'll just turn the channel because I'm like, geez, you guys are causing a panic. No wonder people are going to the market and fighting over toilet paper. No wonder people people are becoming selfish because even in the markets, like I said, you go into the markets, you're going to see a lot of empty shelves where, okay, not everybody eats the same thing. You want to buy something to eat or to cook. You're like, wow, I can't even find it because you know what? It's gone. There was a woman in the market I went to Sunday, and I was telling my sister this. I'm like, look at that woman picking up all the meat. I mean, inside her cart, she had nothing but meat in there. I mean, seriously.
Nothing but meat.
I'm like, T-bone, whether it's filet mignon, whether it is roast, I mean, all of it. I'm like, damn, you know.
What all that for?
Yeah.
I hope people realize everything has an expiration date on it. So.
Exactly. How much of that stuff are you going to save, you know, like, you know, certain things you could do to, but how much of that stuff do you think you're going to save in terms of food, and just like you said, meats and stuff? How much of that do you think you're going to save?
That's
exactly. Not what it is. They said they took the good opportunity to send it. They're going to send it back in the barrel and say,
if you have a 69-47,
they're
going to
send
that menu.
What's
up?
They're going to do nothing.
You better
figure out a good time to do that.
Hi, everybody.
What's
how you guys doing?
Oh, how you doing? What's up, Miss Cherry? Long time no hear.
Yeah, busy working a lot.
How you doing?
I'm listening to everybody's things, you know, with the coronavirus. And not that, I don't know if anybody's paying attention, but on Thursday we went nonstop 24/7. Panic, you know, we have live press conferences constantly going. But on Thursday, we bombed Iraq. Has anybody heard about that?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, I think I did hear something, but it was like, it went in right out the other. But it's a shame that we didn't hear about that.
Well, because they want us to focus on other things. You know, if we're distracted, mm-hmm. we're not asking questions. You know, why?
But bomb Iraq for what?
When we were supposed to be bringing our
soldiers
home.
What are you bombing Iraq for? Huh?
Well, my feeling is we don't like to change presidents during wartime. We don't like to change presidents during crisis. We have a crisis and we're in war.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then my other thing is we're spending billions of dollars on testing, but okay, you go in, you get tested, you have coronavirus. What do they tell you to do? Go home. So why are we spending so much money on testing and not on the vaccine?
Yep.
Well,
you're right. Panic, fear, and ignorance. That's all it is.
They
panic,
can tell
fear,
you
and ignorance.
They can tell you to stay home now. They don't need to spend $8 billion on that.
Exactly.
So we have a problem. We definitely have a problem. And it is panic spread. Like you guys.
So wait.
Wait,
Jerry, I just looked at something. I got one for you. So Fox 5 News put something up. Poison Center. Don't drink bleach to prevent coronavirus. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
Wow. People have been doing some stupid things.
Oh, God. I hope you know the minute that you drink that bleach, your whole face is swollen up. You do know that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're
dying. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a wrap. So any fool that would do that, I don't know.
Listen, they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They will.
Well, somebody's going to do it isn't there a coronavirus challenge out now where some chick is
They licking
the
toilet.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
No, people do the dumbest things in the times of a crisis. It's like they do the dumbest things ever. All that
licking the toilet paper, licking the toilet bowl, licking the toilet.
Are you serious? Why would you want to lick the toilet bowl?
Even if there was no virus, why would you want to lick that?
humans. I'm so sick of humans and children ain't funny. I am a human, but I'm sick of humans.
Feel the same way.
I know.
It's like we have to get back to common sense. I think common sense has been long, long gone. I don't know, and nobody thinks of themselves. Nobody thinks of themselves. I don't know. It's so easy to be brainwashed.
I'm telling people you're in the same circumstance you was last week. It's just your mentality has changed. You don't have any less groceries in your refrigerator than you did last week. The problems are the same. The more you listen to it, the more you start looking around and noticing things, and it becomes a problem for you. So I just go to work.
Just imagine. Everything you just said. So just imagine if they came on the TV and said, okay, there's proof of extraterrestrial being. So if everybody's flipping out now over this little virus, if they turn around and said that there was aliens, I could just imagine what would happen. If they said that. I could just imagine. People would just lose. If they're thinking they lose in their minds now. We haven't seen that yet.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen that yet. And this is why.
You're right.
This is why they feel that they just can't. Like, you know, we have to protect the American people. This is why we can't tell you certain things. Because this is what happens.
Well, the truth is, if they wasn't sending out a panic, half of us would be at the grocery store. You know, if I don't have eggs, I might do a day without eggs. I'm not rushing out there trying to buy 6 dozen. And
absolutely.
It's just because they're telling you it's running out. But just normally, if you didn't think about coronavirus, you look in your refrigerator, you don't have milk, guess what? You don't have cereal today. You wait until you get there. And it's just, it's the way that people are choosing to absorb it and to take it as truth, and then they're running out and they're trying to get everything, and they really don't need anything.
Maybe they're buying all the toilet paper for all the eating they're going to be doing, because they're going to be shitting after being in the house for like a week or two. I don't know.
You're going to pack up all that meat and put it in your cart. And the funniest thing is this, is that the same person, you should have seen the amount of toilet paper that person was packing. I'm like, you're going to need it. You definitely gonna need it.
Well, that damn meat.
Yeah, they're gonna be jacked up. They're gonna need some alcohol or something after that.
Who drinks 6 cases of water?
Well, they probably gonna try and sell it. Well, you know what? People are just stocking up stuff. You can just imagine how many people with pantries or garages where they're just putting away canned goods. And you know me, I really don't eat canned goods like that because some of them has a high sodium content. So just imagine, like, if somebody trying to, like, live off this whole canned good thing, like, your blood pressure will be through the roof. Like,
you will, yeah. Your blood pressure, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but, I mean, so, you know, if that's all you got. I mean, well, you know, I hear that, but, I mean, if it ever got to that point or gets to that point, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But, you know, like I said, you're stocking up for nothing. Like, you're not stocking up for anything. You're stocking up for nothing right now.
This guy at my job.
I'll wait for Lady
to
bring chicken
sandwiches.
I'm not eating any chicken sandwiches.
I said bring in the chicken sandwiches. I didn't say you was going to eat them. I was saying you was going to purchase them. But, yeah, he can stock up for Armageddon all he wants to, but what's going to happen is when everything's all said and done, people are going to have a shitload of toilet paper, a shitload of this, a freezer. They're going to have enough food. They ain't going to have to buy nothing for until Thanksgiving or beyond that.
Exactly.
Or I tell you one thing, there's going to be a lot of barbecue in the summer. There's going to be a lot of barbecue.
Oh, yeah, you better start barbecuing.
That's what they don't say. That's what they tell us you can't go nowhere.
You can't go nowhere. You can't go to barbecue.
I don't want to stay around for that. I mean, who want to live through that? You going to make yourself strong so you can live through it? I don't think so.
And then you have
people that's like hoarding sanitizers, hand sanitizers, and things in their garages, say, to sell later on like eBay or Amazon and things like that later on. They might do that with some of the tissues. So it's like, it's really sad.
The ladies, have you tried to buy personals?
I haven't yet. Nope.
Good luck. I didn't hear what you said.
I said, have you thought about personal? Get started early.
Yeah,
well,
I didn't even think about that.
Well,
yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. I got some stuff, but I ain't do like no craziness like
people was
doing. Like I didn't get crazy.
Well, if anything, just get some paper towels. Paper towels. You don't.
You could tell you got a female. That would not work. So stay in your lane.
It's a backup.
No. Well, I mean, not even close to a backup.
That's a backup, though. Just in case.
It's crazy.
You put in a Ziploc or something. Wrap paper towels around.
They put it in a Ziploc.
Listen, on The Walking Dead, you watch The Walking Dead, what did they do? Or
don't
show nothing like that, see?
They don't show it, but I mean, right, absolutely. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, listen, that's still going to go on Walking Dead, you know, zombies or not. Depending on the age of the woman, that's gonna keep going. So I mean,
like I said, we're supposed to be loving thy neighbor, but okay. The
See,
way we
love
treat each other
no
is really, yeah, you're right.
Loving thy neighbor.
Sad. It's sad, very
man. Love the need of love today.
Whether it's hate or hoarding. Or just people being nasty, spitting in their hand and wiping on the pole in the train and then taking a video of it like that's supposed to be cool. Like, I don't know.
They look for attention.
My thing is the people the people that we're still dealing with that aren't covering their mouths. I mean, still sneezing in the air. What is the problem?
Sneezing in our hands and everything all for years. Now all of a sudden you can't sneeze in your hand. You can't sneeze on the back of your neck. Now you got to sneeze in the elbow or the joint portion
in your
elbow.
Hand.
Or you got to sneeze
in your
shoulder.
What about give you a hug? What about I put you in the goddamn headlock because you done got on my nerves? So guess what?
Wait a minute.
I put you in the headlock.
Before we go, because we got 7 minutes left. Another thing that truly pisses me off. I'm not going to lay blame, but these people always come up with a name for every goddamn thing. Please, somebody tell me, what do they call this shit? Social distancing?
Yeah.
Is that
social distancing?
Okay.
Like that. Mm-hmm.
What the? Really? Really? We're making up terms now? Social distancing.
Yeah.
And you know if you have a gathering of more than 50 people, they talking about they can start making a recipe.
They trying to say 10, more than 10 people, 10, 15.
Yeah,
now it's more than 10. It was from 50
Yeah, you
to
can't
10?
Have that.
Yeah. Sorry for all these people with the weddings and receptions.
Some weddings got canceled because my sister was telling me about a coworker who has a relative that's getting married. That wedding's been pushed back till October.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's how serious it is.
Wow.
You know that.
That's why a lot of people are going to be losing money. Like the summer may be over.
Mm-hmm.
That means the electric bill is going to be going up because a lot of people are going to be in the house, hot, breathing on each other, probably getting sick.
Keep the hot breathing.
Yeah, hot, getting sick. Okay.
You know who we gonna blame for all of this? You know who we gonna blame for? That goddamn what's his name? Groundhog. That's who we gonna blame for this. It's the groundhog fault. That's all I'm saying. That damn
the
groundhog.
The groundhog probably been hiding since March or whenever he came out. February.
Yeah, it came out.
Whenever he came out, he's been hiding. He know why he was hiding from this.
Yeah, he know why. He's talking that now. It's going to be spring soon. Who the hell told you to say that bull crap, you stupid groundhog? I said that my cat two pieces ass. Damn groundhog.
Oh, leave the damn groundhog alone. Listen, now we're doing hatred against groundhogs. Really? Are we going that long? We're really going there? I don't know, man. But like I said, sadly, this is... As much as we want to laugh about it, which we need to laugh, in the face of ignorance sometimes, it's just really sad that this is what it's all boils down to. I just got to pray. Some people.
Exactly. Put your faith in God. Yep.
Right.
That's what.
And the same thing I said. Yep.
Because eventually.
But people are losing their faith, and that's the sad part about it.
Those that are losing their faith probably never had it from the get go.
Mm-hmm.
They probably never really had it. That's why they, you know, they're doing a lot of things that they're doing is bad enough. We saw some MTA is asking for a bailout. $3.7 like billion dollars, really? Because they're losing riders. Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. Good luck with that one.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know, but I just wish everyone the best. Stay well, because they're really not staying on top of telling people to stay healthy. You know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you were saying what the Brooklyn Borough President was telling people, like your health comes first. You can wash your hands all you want to, but if you not take care of yourself, then you make yourself susceptible, just like a cold, like the flu. You know, it can happen regardless, no matter how many times you hand sanitize, and next is going to be a lotion famine, like I was saying last night. Huh? Ain't going to find no lotion because everybody's hands going to be dry.
There's always olive oil and all that good stuff, canola oil, right? If we ever run out of it,
you can't use too much olive oil.
They still can't sell cans of Crisco.
Nah.
Oh yeah,
no,
the Crisco.
Olive oil, you can't, because Italy is on lockdown. That's where we get a lot of our olive oil from. So you got to be careful with the olive oil.
We'll find something. Good old fashioned coconut
motor
oil.
Oh, now with summer coming, you got to be careful. You walk around smelling like. Yeah, you might get ate up. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Before we go. Something to think about. Do you think mosquitoes would be able to carry this?
Oh.
We're coming into the summer, the mosquito season. Will they be able to carry this?
Mm-hmm.
Something to think about.
Absolutely, because they could be breeding it right now. Oh.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
All it takes is get one person. And then pass it on.
And that's it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, on that note, we got cut off from Hot Rod. But Hot Rod, you know, you have a good night. Miss Cherry, Lady T, K-Dog, Big Red. Listen, you guys be safe out there.
You too.
Yep, you do the
same thing. Watch your 369, your 12, and everything in between. And, you know, I listen, business as usual, as far as I see it. Ain't nothing changed with the day and the weather, you know. I'm not going to stop shaking people, you know, my loved ones' hands because, you know, of what's going on. When you start doing stuff like that, I think you just start to change the character of things. The social distancing is one thing, but starting to put distance between you and your loved ones, like on some, because of the virus, I think that's asinine. I really do, but it is what it is. Everybody have a great week. Take care of yourselves.
Yeah.
Don't forget to wash them faces. And
that's right.
Right. Wash some faces. Everyone have a good night, y'all. Be safe.
Good night, y'all.
I'm one in the can.
Later.
All right.